Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. In February of 2021, Angel Overstreet was born into a very confusing life. A mother who had already lost custody of all her other children and a father who had a long history of violence and crime. Angel was born in a home in Kentucky, and after spending a few days in the hospital, she would go home with her father, Shannon Overstreet. Her mother, Julie, having already lost custody of her other children, was not permitted to take Angel home with her. For a couple of months, things seemed great for Angel. Shannon, who had left Kentucky and was living in Huntington, West Virginia with Angel, posted pictures of her constantly on social media and seemed to be a doting and loving father. During that time, Angel had only one short visit with her mom. And then, the unthinkable happened. Shannon received devastating news about the baby he had believed to be his daughter. A custody battle would ensue between Kentucky and West Virginia. Because of this legal issue, Child Protective Services did a check on Angel at Shannon's home in May of 2021, but Angel was not there. In fact, Shannon told them that he had handed the baby over to CPS a couple of weeks earlier. West Virginia, however, didn't have Angel, and after checking with Kentucky, they realized Kentucky didn't have Angel either. Three-month-old baby Angel hasn't been seen since. Where is Angel Nicole Overstreet?
On the whereabouts of Angel Nicole Overstreet's disappearance. Now, today, we reached out to family members, police, and Child Protective Services. This is all after West Virginia Child Protective Services contacted the police department on Monday, telling them they had been asked to follow up with Angel's father, Shannon Overstreet, in Huntington, regarding custody issues stemming from Kentucky. We reached out to the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services regarding those custody issues, as well as what Child Protective Services' involvement has been with the baby. Now, they declined to answer any of our questions because they say they don't comment on matters that may be under investigation. On Wednesday, police say Overstreet was the last person to have the baby. They say he told police he gave the baby to CPS workers a few weeks back, but police say they have no record of that exchange, and the baby is nowhere to be found. Police also acknowledge Overstreet's criminal past, confirming he is now being held in jail on an unrelated warrant, but say he is not a suspect in connection with the baby's disappearance.
At this time, we have no specific evidence of foul play, but we are very concerned for the safety of Angel Nicole Overstreet, and we imploringly ask anyone out there who has any knowledge related to her whereabouts to please come forward so that we can find this child and we can verify her safety.
Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another baffling and very sad missing person case. In this instance, a baby girl, only 3 months old. First, a trigger warning. This case involves some violence that is quite extreme. Also, the fact that we are talking about a baby girl, child neglect, and possible abuse can be very triggering. If you are sensitive to any of these topics, this might not be the episode for you. Don't feel bad if you need to click away. This subject matter is difficult. This episode is brought to you by Mercari. Remember, checking out our partners does help support the show. You can also support us by following us on social media and joining us over on Patreon. Links will be in the description. As always, if you have a case suggestion for us or any feedback at all, please send me an email anytime at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Also, we have so many great supporters out there. I want to thank each and every one of you for staying with us over the last couple of years. I do realize that my voice isn't for everyone. If you want these stories but don't want to listen, you can subscribe to have the stories emailed in written form. I will also put that link in the notes for you. The important thing to me isn't how you get these stories, it's just that you get them. The story of Angel Overstreet is another case of a child of the system. In the 22 months that I've been covering missing person cases in Missing Children, I've done 5 other stories that involved children of the system. Adam Herman in Kansas disappeared from the home of his foster turned adoptive parents, Doug and Valerie Herman, back in 1999. But he wasn't reported missing for 10 years. He was 11 years old when he was last seen. Jalique Rainwalker from upstate New York disappeared from the home of his foster turned adoptive parents also, Stephen Kerr and Jocelyn. He was last seen on November 1st, 2007. He was 12 years old. Ayla Reynolds from Waterville, Maine, disappeared on December 16th, 2011. For some reason, she was put in the custody of her father, who should not have had custody. Despite a lot of blood evidence that they would find in the home, he has never been charged with Ayla's disappearance, and Ayla remains missing. She was only 19 months old. Oakley Carlson from Washington State was in foster care with loving parents for a few years until the courts put her back with her addict and neglectful parents. She was last seen alive in February of 2021, but not reported missing until December of 2021, when her sister told a friend that, quote, "Oakley is no more. She ran into the woods and was eaten by wolves," end quote. Oakley was 5 years old. Harmony Montgomery from New Hampshire disappeared sometime between November 28th and December 10th, 2019, but police did not learn of her disappearance for more than 2 years. 2 years. Harmony was in foster care with her little brother when the system had abruptly put her back with her biological father, who was a convicted criminal and an addict. Harmony was 5 years old when she was last seen, and authorities have recently announced that they have enough evidence to believe that she was murdered. But they have never found her. Now, we can add to the list the case of Angel Overstreet. Angel is the youngest of these children. She's only 3 months old when this happened. Because of this, we know she didn't wander off on her own or make a decision to leave or harm herself, as we can wonder in the cases of adults or even missing older children. Angel was born on February 11th, 2021, to mother Julie May and alleged father at the time, Shannon Overstreet. The stories vary and change a lot in this case, but it seems that she was not born in a hospital, but rather at a home in Kentucky. At some point, however, shortly after her birth, she did go to the hospital. Now, because Julie, Angel's mom, had already lost custody of her other children, she had 3 sons who were in the custody of her mother. The hospital and Child Protective Services wouldn't let Julie take Angel home with her. They would, however, release her into the custody of Shannon Overstreet, the man listed on her birth certificate as her father. Shannon took little Angel and would eventually move back to Huntington, West Virginia. Now, despite Shannon being seen as the parent to give custody of the baby to, he does have quite a violent rap sheet, which we will get into in a bit. During the time that Angel was in Shannon's care, he allowed only one visit with Julie. Julie said it was a very short visit, and Shannon was very abrupt with her, obviously not wanting it to happen. Shannon was also posting a lot of photos to social media, photos of Angel. It seemed to everyone that maybe he was changing his ways and was a doting father to Angel. He really seemed to love and care for this little girl. The disappearance. In late April of 2021, with Angel just 6 weeks old, he received news that a DNA test he had taken previously showed that he was actually not Angel's father. A man by the name of Elijah Fry had taken a paternity test as well, and he was identified as the biological father. Right after that, Elijah filed for custody of Angel. Shannon did post this on social media and was seemingly devastated to learn that Angel was not his daughter. Yet he vowed to continue loving and caring for her as if she was. He said he would not give up on her. Child Services of West Virginia were asked to do a welfare check on Angel by the Kentucky authorities in relation to this custody suit. When they showed up at Shannon's house on May 24th, Angel wasn't there. Shannon told them that he had already handed Angel over to CPS 2 weeks earlier on May 10th. And sure enough, Shannon's Facebook revealed that on May 11th, he posted a status update stating that authorities had come and taken Angel away from him. And he was heartbroken. He swore up and down that he handed Angel over to two people that he believed were CPS workers. West Virginia verified through their department that no one had taken Angel. They checked with Kentucky CPS as well, who also confirmed that they did not have baby Angel either. On May 25th, 2021, Angel was officially reported as missing. The search and investigation. The search for Angel began right away. Angel's mother, Julie, was interviewed and cooperated fully with investigators. They were also able to confirm her alibi that she was in Kentucky the whole time and was never in West Virginia during those dates. Many still wondered, however, if she had sent people to impersonate CPS workers to get Angel back. Yet Julie remained adamant that she had nothing to do with it. And those around her said she was heartbroken and devastated also to learn about Angel's disappearance. As authorities investigated Shannon further, they learned of a dark and troubled past. In fact, he would be arrested for a crime that he allegedly committed against his own mother. Warning, this was a brutal attack. He was charged with felony, malicious, wounding, and battery for severely beating his own mother, dragging her by the hair across the yard. She had to be hospitalized for quite some time and was treated for bleeding in the brain. Prior to this, Shannon also has several criminal arrests for multiple violent offenses, including forcibly tattooing his name on one of his ex-girlfriends. The guy has a crazy rap sheet. Law enforcement began searching a home that he had known to be staying at, and they searched a property that he owned in Kentucky. The property in Kentucky did have a pond, which authorities did drain and searched on June 23, 2021. Nothing was found at either of these locations, however. The home in Kentucky that they had searched and the location of the pond was in Olive Hill, Kentucky, about a 45-minute drive from Huntington, West Virginia. And it's a very rural drive at that. Law enforcement also obtained a search warrant for his electronic devices. They were able to confirm through his phone that the last known time Angel was known to be with her father was May 1st, 2021. They were unable to confirm anything beyond that date. And remember, Shannon himself posted on Facebook on May 11th, stating that Angel was taken from him the day before, May 10th, by CPS workers. There are a lot of discrepancies on these reports of her disappearance as far as her missing date. Many sources have it listed as May 7th or 8th, although I'm not 100% sure why, as the last time authorities can confirm her being anywhere with someone, Shannon, was May 1st. And Shannon himself admits he handed her over on May 10th. So I can only surmise that she vanished sometime between May 1st and May 10th. Is that important? Sure. If someone out there had seen her after May 1st, they need to come forward. Or even if someone had seen Shannon during that time frame, there might be information there that can help law enforcement. Angel's case did make local media a little bit and was pretty active on social media as well, at least locally and for a little while. Vigils were held by the community and people continued to wonder what happened to little Angel. Law enforcement gave a brief statement in December of 2021, 7 months after she was reported missing, and they said that they are still actively investigating this case. It is still an open case and is far from being considered a cold case. In March of 2022, Shannon would be indicted by a grand jury for attempted murder against his mother. His mother currently resides in a nursing home, at least the last that I was able to find out. Not much more has been released about the case or the investigation or the search, any details at all. Shannon does remain in custody and Julie continues to wonder where her baby is. If Angel is still alive, she would be 18 months old and would certainly look a lot different than the photos that we have of her at 3 months old. Let's recap the timeline of events here. And a shout out to the Facebook group Angel Nicole Overstreet Missing May 2021 and their very active group members for confirming this timeline of events. Please go join that group if you're interested in supporting the search for Angel and keeping tabs on what's going on. February 11th, 2021. Angel is born to mom Julie May in a home in Kentucky. She would then go to the hospital where she would stay for about a week. February 16th, 2021. Shannon Overstreet takes Angel home with him. Julie had listed Shannon as the baby's father. March 11th, 2021. This would be the last day that Julie saw Angel during a visit when Shannon had brought her over. Julie said this visit lasted about 45 minutes. March 12th, 2021. Shannon assaulted his mom, Connie Overstreet, during the violent attack described earlier. March 2021, Shannon takes a DNA paternity test. March 19th, 2021. Shannon posted those DNA results to social media that showed he was not Angel's biological father. Shannon was devastated. March 24th, 2021. Shannon posted that he had received a message from Angel's biological aunt wanting custody of Angel. April 14th, 2021. A paternity complaint was officially filed against Shannon Overstreet and Julie May by Elijah Fry, who was determined to be Angel's biological father. May 1st, 2021, Shannon would post his last photo of Angel on his Facebook page. May 7th, 2021, text messages between Julie and Shannon show that Shannon left Angel with a friend to babysit for a couple of days. There has been no other information regarding that or who that friend was. May 11th, 2021. Shannon posted on his Facebook that CPS took Angel from him on the day before, May 10th, 2021. May 24th, 2021. CPS of West Virginia contacted the Huntington Police Department letting them know of the situation with Shannon and Angel. They told law enforcement that Shannon claimed to have handed Angel over to CPS, but both Kentucky and West Virginia departments claimed that they did not have the child. May 24th, 2021. Shannon Overstreet was taken into custody, charged with assault and battery and malicious wounding against his mother. No charges were filed in connection with Angel's disappearance. Shannon Overstreet's residence and various electronic devices and his vehicle were all searched. May 25th, 2021. Huntington police officially record Angel as missing. Her case did not qualify for an Amber Alert, largely because they didn't have any specific information as far as who could have taken her or a vehicle that she could be in. And they cited the timeline as a reason for that as well, as she could have been missing for several weeks. June 23rd, 2021, the pond on the property that Shannon owns in Olive Hill, Kentucky, was drained and searched, but nothing has been reported from that search. It is not believed that authorities found anything. March 2022, Shannon was indicted by a grand jury for attempted murder against his mother and remains in custody. This is where the investigation stands today. Still, no clues or evidence leading to the whereabouts of Angel Overstreet. Shannon remains a person of interest in the case, but authorities have said that he is not a suspect. This case has a bunch of unanswered questions. Number one, were Shannon's whereabouts tracked through his phone pings during the May 1st to May 10th time period? Where did he go? Did he go anywhere unusual? Number two, was the mother's phone also tracked? Number three, could two people have impersonated CPS workers to take Angel? Or is this too far-fetched of a theory in your mind? Number four, why hasn't her case remained in the media spotlight? This is a three-month-old girl. Someone failed this little baby. Number five, has her biological father, Elijah, been checked as well? Did he have an alibi? Was his phone records checked? There are three people here that had motive, possibly, to want Angel: Shannon, Julie, and Elijah. A quick look at the area of Huntington, West Virginia, shows that the city is located on the border of West Virginia and Ohio, with the Ohio River acting as the border between the two. It's always alarming to me when I see a large body of water this close to a missing person case, and the Ohio River is a large and very substantial river. The route to Olive Hill, Kentucky, where Shannon had property at, is about a 45-minute drive to the west from Huntington. It crosses over the West Virginia and Kentucky state lines. The area, like a lot of West Virginia and Kentucky, is very rural. This is definitely when a look at the phone pings of everyone involved during that questionable time frame, May 1st to May 10th, could be beneficial to narrowing down places to search. Authorities did release a statement that read in part, quote, "For this investigation, we have partnered not only with the public, but also with the Kentucky State Police, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Cable County Prosecutor's Office, Olive Hill Volunteer Fire Department, Carter County, Kentucky Attorney Brian Hayes, David Castle, the West Virginia State Police Crime Scene Response Team Coordinator, and the West Virginia Intelligence Fusion Center." End quote. It does seem like several agencies have been brought in to assist and help Huntington Police Department with this investigation, which is really good. It always really baffles me when authorities don't want the help from other agencies. And we see that, unfortunately, a lot. This is a really baffling case, a very sad case. This cute little baby girl was born into such chaos. And while it appeared that Shannon provided a loving home for a couple of months, we all know that what we see on social media isn't always the truth. We don't know what happens behind closed doors at anybody's home. We can only hope that she did have a couple of good months with Shannon. What do you think happened to baby Angel? I will give a brief description here, as I usually do, of her. Although keep in mind, the description we have is of a 3-month-old baby. A baby changes a lot in a short amount of time. Angel was 3 months when she disappeared, and she would now be 18 months. Angel is described as a Caucasian female with brown hair and blue eyes. Angel does have a strawberry birthmark on the back of her neck. She is listed as missing from Huntington, West Virginia, but her family does have connections in Eastern Kentucky and Ohio as well. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Angel Overstreet, please contact the Huntington Police Department at 304-526-8585. Her case has made a little bit of noise in the media, but not nearly enough. And what little bit there was has even dwindled down now to almost nothing. So please share her case, her story, her missing poster, flyer. Help get her name out there. Please go check out the Facebook group created for her. There are some people that do follow the case religiously. They fact check. They keep everyone updated on any developments. The name of the group is Angel Nicole Overstreet Missing, May 2021. Of course, we'll also keep you updated if there's any major updates over on our social media. You can find us on Instagram at the Where Are They podcast, on Facebook under Where Are They podcast, and on Twitter at Can We Find Them. Please feel free to email me any case suggestions or feedback that you might have. You can reach me at canwefindthem@gmail.com or send me a message anytime over on social media. Also, please consider joining us over on Patreon. Our patrons can support the show and our mission for as little as $3 a month. We are also looking to partner with another charity for this fall, and we'll be donating proceeds from Patreon and merch sales. If you want to recommend a charity that we can partner or work with, please send that over to me in an email as well. A big thank you to this episode's partner, Mercari. I personally love the Mercari app for both shopping and selling. If you have stuff to sell and you're overwhelmed with eBay or tired of dealing with scammers on Facebook Marketplace, give Mercari a try. Get a free credit by using our link in the show notes if you're interested. Thank you so, so much again for listening to Angel's story today. This case needs so much more attention and awareness. This little baby needs to be found. We will be back again soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.